there's three things to understand. We live in a common denominator, and there's only one for the human experience. We have two different experiences. We have a human experience and a divine experience. And the dependent variable, believe it or not, of both of these experiences, which you are encountering every single day, which, by the way, has that dependent variable in its definition, a day, is time. 24 hours of time is the only dependent variable. It's the only variable you can rely on for every human being on earth and everybody's human experience. So if you're not a student of time, if you're not a student of your calendar, paying attention to and giving all five levels of intention, meaning I am doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in my divine direction, in my divine direction, then you're missing out. And so you may call me OCD or a freak of time. I just want to get the most out of my human experience. And my human experience is about making a shitload of money to help a shitload of people and have a ton of fun. In other words, be happy, enjoy myself, whatever words define happiness. People get stuck on differentiators of religion, politics, and words. You know, I've had people argue with me, why do you say you want to make over 1 billion people happy? Why do you want, it should be joy. Whatever the F it is, feel good, right? But if you're not a student of 24 hours a day, the only dependent variable of all human beings, you're missing out on your options, your opportunities, your touches of the favor of the divine. How do I define the divine? I'm a best options faith guy. So I believe in everything that you believe in, as long as you believe in this, something bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, infinite, abundant in its nature, more than enough for everyone that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you more than your mom. If it's more than your mom, then believe in it. You are now a resource of your source, your God, your Jesus, your Muhammad, Buddha, Joseph Smith. I don't give a shit. As long as it's bigger than you, protects you, promotes you, so that every direction that we're looking to be divine in its direction includes divine detours and divine time. So we have to look at time as a dependent variable, either 24 hours a day. You're all guaranteed that, by the way, as human beings in your human experience. You are all guaranteed 24 hours every single day of your life, except for you will be cheated the last day. So live your life that way. It's that simple. I'm guaranteed 24 hours a day, unless it's my last day, I'm going to be cheated seconds if I'm lucky, minutes if I'm lucky, hours if I'm a little less lucky. But I see so many people living their lives like tubes, food in, food out. That's nothing. Do you want to live your human experience in nothingness when you're part of this divine direction, the divine detours that occur in your life? Right, I lost over $100 million, had to tell my mom, the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her a house, that she had to move out of her house. And that's where I realized I wasn't using my time in a divine direction. And that as I felt punished, my mom reminded me that I was praying to the wrong God. And so I started living my life studying time, paying attention to and giving intention to the coincidences, the consequences, the results that I wanted in my life, in my divine direction, by using my 24 hours a day to be productive, accessible, and gracious. Provide value means productive, accessible to other people to provide that value and access what I want in an infinite loop of giving, where I give more and given more, receive more, ask for more than more, give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm 80? In a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, showing, illustrating my faith that there's more than enough, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves me, protects me, promotes me more than my mom. It's that simple. So don't live your life in nothingness. Be intentional about what you do, say, think, feel, and believe with what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, right? This energy gap that exists today, especially amplified by social media, you are. I am not this is what I want people to think I am. So wake up in the morning and say, I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And then use your time, the 24 hours that you're guaranteed, to figure that out and shorten the distance of resistance with the wisdom by asking for help, asking for knowledge, and faith. And whatever it is that brings you that faith is up to you, not me. Define it as you want. Happiness, joy, God, Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Buddha. Everybody asked me, what do you believe in? Do you believe in Jesus? I said, is he bigger than you? Loves you more than your mom? He said, yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Might piss my rabbi brother off, but I'm in. I believe in Jesus. That's what he is. That's what he is. I believe in him. All right. So we're here to figure out how to use time in a divine direction. How do we facilitate with time all the detours in our life to be divine in its nature? And even more importantly, how do I know how to utilize divine time, the infinite time, to elevate my awareness to what? Progress. That's it. Progress. How's progress created? By behaviors. Good behavior, which is only yours. My good behavior may not be yours. Your bad behavior may be my good behavior, but it better be aligned with the progress that I want, the growth, the expansion of my skills, the knowledge I have of who and what, and my desire. Expanding my skills, knowledge, and desire. Not transitioning, not pivoting, but growing and expanding just like the universe. Why do I know that? Because it's a universe of more than enough of everything for everyone. If it's infinite in its nature, it's always expanding. That's why you can always say plus one. Anybody remember when you were 5 years old? Infinity. Oh, yeah, infinity plus one. That's the lesson in it. It's expanding. So let's figure this out today by answering what you want to hear and understanding what you're listening for. I need your participation. 0 to 1 is way harder than 1 to 100. That's why AI is so important. AI is here to what? Help humans be more human by facilitating 0 to 1, not 1 to 100. People will do 1 to 100. AI can handle 0 to 1, which takes more time sometimes than 1 to 100. And I'm going to prove that by asking all you people who paid to be here for a goddamn question to learn. And when I ask for a question, you're going to see how many people don't raise their hand, which is silly because I'll speak on stage and say, anyone have any questions? No, no, no. Then I'll walk out the door and every M will say, oh, hold on, I got a question. Just ask it here so everybody can benefit from it. That's why I capture all the content I capture. I'm not a content creator. I got editors, amplifiers, and perpetuators of my content. I'm a content capturer. So help me capture some content that can help millions of people. Who has the first question? Ta-da! There we go. All right. Thank you.
If I were to ask you one piece of advice, how would that be?
If you would ask for one piece of advice, it's really simple. Ask for help. A sign of humility is asking for help. The fastest way to get to where you want to be is to ask someone that's already there for directions. That's why Tim's story, if he's still in here, whoever he is my mentor. Because when it comes to wisdom and faith, there's nobody I know on earth that has and is aligned in the position where I want to be with the wisdom that I want and the faith that I want. So I am his mentee. Because the fastest way to get to where he is asking for directions. And all it takes is a quick test or a call or an email going, Tim, what should I do? Could I do? What I do? Should I have done? Etc. In order to gain the wisdom. You paid the dummy tax, mofo. I don't want to pay it. That's why so many people ask me for financial advice. Not because I'm rich now. You know why they ask me for financial advice? Because I paid the dummy tax and lost over $100 million. People want to know what that is so they don't have to pay the most expensive tax in America and all over the world. The dummy tax will cost you everything you've ever had and everything you might have in the future. Ask for help. Also, inherent in the oneness of the universe, the holiness that I believe in, the fastest way to get to where you want to be is not only finding someone like Tim Story to get you there, but helping someone get to where you are as well. If you do that every day, rule number 2, find your who you can help and who can help you. I guaranteed exponentiality in your divine direction and the divine outcomes that you have, guaranteed. Thank you. All right, you can cheer for her. She's helping us all. All right, next question. They're all over. This is beautiful. Pick right here. I'm not going to make you run. You're in great shape.
You mentioned very briefly about the $100 million loss. Can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit in that transitional phase?
Yeah, so that's a great question. First of all, people ask, how the hell, if you have a college degree, law degree, business school, I can understand your athletes losing everything, but how do you do it? Well, one, I didn't ask for help. And two, because I didn't ask for help, I thought I had a lot more credit than I had. I had a $40 million line with a private bank that I'd been dealing with for over 10 years. And when I needed that money for litigation and some other ego-based things, also that would not have been there if I would have asked Tim Story for help to give me the mindset, the wisdom and faith. But when I walked in the bank and said, hey, I need to draw down $5 million, and Chris was my guy at San Diego Private Bank, oh, Chris isn't here anymore. I knew I was in trouble. And then when I said, I still need to draw down $5 million on my $40 million line, and they said, oh, nobody told you? Your line is $1 million and you have to reapply. That can change your life really quickly. And so, good example of that. Now, as far as I don't believe in transition, right? I believe in expansion. So I took inventory in myself. I took stock in myself and what I was and what I wanted to become. And it was my wife and my mom, my best friend and my dad who inspired me to do so. Ironically, at the time I decided to take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, I hated my mom, I hated my dad, I hated my best friend, and I hated my wife because they were the only ones telling me the truth that I was lost. So when I sat there, predicated upon my wife leaving me because I wasn't living by the values that I had gotten to where I wanted to be and the values that I wanted to become, I took stock in gratitude again, in empathy, forgiveness. I took stock in accountability for everything I did. If you want to write something down, if it resonates with you, I ask myself every day, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible for this, good or bad, aligned with my divine direction or not? What did I do to attract this to my life? And what am I doing to participate in the perception of what's going on? And most importantly, what am I supposed to learn from it? Once again, showing me wisdom and faith that are incorporated in those three questions. Wisdom and faith is what shortens the distance of resistance, the interference between you and your potential of where you want to be, your divine direction that relies upon divine time by incorporating man-made human experience, by utilizing your 25 hours every day to be a ferocious Buddha, right? I am ferocious with my time. People tell me all the time, I'm 56 years old, not in the best shape in this room, but in getting in better and better shape every stage I step on. They're like, man, I can't keep up with him. That's because we all have the same exact amount of energy, right? We're all part of this infinite, unified, abundant system of more than enough of everything, an omniscient, all-powerful source. I just interfere with it less than I ever have. And that's what brings it to me. So for me, I expanded on the values that I have, gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication, not just with other people, but with my source. Whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter, right? It's just something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. Just simplify it. Call it what you want. Go to church on Sunday, Saturday, Friday. I don't care, but you better believe in something bigger than you that protects, promotes, loves you, and perfects you when shit happens that you don't understand or know, which we call punishment. Right? We call things that we don't understand or know punishment. Me, I consider it protection, promotion, love, and perfection. I consider it, like you asked, I consider it an opportunity, an option, a touch of favor to expand into my better self. Great questions. All right, right there in the black. Sorry, I'm sticking in the middle just to get more questions. All right, go pick who you want. He's in black. That works.
So, I'm asking this question. Starting over, if we're going to do this all over, not in a position of pyramid now, how would you ask?
Yeah, great question. I'll tell you what I actually did. And so, I took inventory of my skills, my knowledge, and my desire. Right? I have certain skills, certain knowledge of who and what, and I had a certain desire. Right, I believe the common denominator of all fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, and profitable people is the desire that they must be what they can be. So I did a gut check when shit hit the fan and said, I still have the desire that I must be what I can be. Sometimes I picked the wrong basement because of my skills, knowledge, and desire. Like I wanted to be a professional football player. That's the wrong basement, right? I can have a tremendous delta as me as a football player, but I still wasn't nearly as good as any of the people I represented when I was with Lee Steinberg. So what I did is I took inventory of my skills, my knowledge of who and what, and my desire, and I aligned it immediately with what was doing well at the time. that I lost everything. I then aligned it with everything that I thought was stable at the time. And then I aligned it with what I thought would be doing well in the future. And I looked at the jobs, the careers, the industries that were aligned with what was doing well, what was stable, and what I thought was doing well. And how did I find that out? I just used the stock market. I looked at the industries, careers, and jobs in the stock market and said, shit, this grouping of companies in this industry, career, job are doing really well in the stock market. Then I looked in the stock market and said, this shit hasn't changed in 6 years. That seems to be a pretty stable job, career, and industry. Then I looked at very volatile stocks and took a personal opinion aligned with my skills, knowledge, and desire of what I thought would be doing well in the future. And then I made a decision to figure out what I wanted, who could help me and who I could help, and how best I could get that done by asking for help for those people. So I went to a gala in Las Vegas that Steve Wynn, and a variety of other people, but Mr. Wynn particularly is who I wanted to meet. I couldn't afford to go to this gala, so I called and asked if I could volunteer with one objective in mind, not just to help everyone to volunteer, but to meet Mr. Wynn and ask him one question. Will you help me change my relationship with money? Can I have your cell phone? If I call you, I promise to take less than a minute, but would you answer my question if I called you? And he said, yeah, of course. And he gave me his cell phone. So when I had the wrong doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing about money, that there wasn't enough of it, that I was punished by it, that it was a comparison, it was a negotiation, a transaction when it came to money, that it was either I was living in the world of not enough money or just enough money, Mr. Wynn taught me, David, there's more than enough money for everyone. Just because I have $1 billion doesn't mean you can't either. And I'd rather you have it because I know you're going to do a lot of good with it like I'm trying to do. And so understanding these three things, what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is doing well, align it with your skills, your knowledge, and your desire. Use the stock market in order to incorporate the jobs, careers, and industries, and then find the leader, the people that sit in the situation in those jobs, careers, and industries, and ask them for help is a guaranteed formula to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the outcomes you want in your life. It's formulaic. It's guaranteed to work. Thank you. Awesome. All right, next question. All right, let's go to this side. We'll start in the back and work. Oh, right over here. Oh, two microphones. Woo, Eddie, we're making it in the world. And it's not just to throw down, right? I can't drop this one. That's for Goggins, right? The other day, but I'm a pussy. Excuse my language. I got scared when I met the dude. All right, go ahead.
I've noticed throughout speaking, you use a lot of spiritual and religious references. As a business owner and entrepreneur, a lot of times, I shy away from talking spiritual religious politics, political politics. How has that your spiritual and religious beliefs shown up in business? Because seemingly when you're doing well, but how have you been able to sort of incorporate that into your business life and not separate it? Because
yeah. It's super important. And so you have to be careful of politics and religions in particular. You got to be careful because people have predisposed perceptions of what you're saying. And so number one thing is I practice articulating what I mean that would be best received by the audience in which I'm speaking to. So faith is extremely important. Why? In a business context, why is faith so important? I'll tell you why. Because mistakes are not what make you fail. In fact, I believe most people's problem is they don't make enough mistakes. That's their biggest problem. You're too scared to make mistakes. Me, no. I've made some big ones. But yes, mistakes aren't going to make you fail. You know what's going to make you fail is the lack of commitment. If your purpose is not greater than your pain, if you have a lack of commitment, you will not succeed. You are guaranteed to fail. And if I define to you commitment to your trajectory, your divine direction of whatever success it is in your business, then you better have faith. And all I'm saying is that we don't have enough in the human experience to have faith in. You can't have faith in your bank account. You can't have faith in other people. You can't, because they're going to let you down. Because they don't know what they don't know. Because they're not omniscient and they're not all powerful. So being a best option person in a business context, I am a faithful business person in the fact that I don't lack any commitment, that no matter what's happening in my business, as long as I keep doing my best, learning lessons and having fun doing it, eventually I'll figure this shit out because I'm protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by these detours, these challenges. I'm just too stupid to know or understand the outcomes of today and how they're relative to my divine direction of passion, purpose, profitability. And so most audiences that I speak with and listen for, they may in their mind go, man, he's really religious. He talks about faith a lot. Well, yeah, I guess I am. But you can't pinpoint what dogmatic religion I believe in. All you can pinpoint is Dave Meltzer is full of faith that he's protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. And he does his best. He learns lessons and he has fun. He makes himself productive, accessible, and gracious to anyone that he meets. I got a huge compliment when I'm backstage today. I've done, I think, 12 or 16 of these or whatever. And one of the people back said, what I love about you is that what you are on stage is what you are backstage. You bring the light, because that's just who I am. I am. I try to figure out what I'm doing to interfere with it. And I don't need ego, which is omnipresent. I don't need it to dictate my direction. I need divinity. I need the divine, something bigger than me, to give me where to go, a North Star. That's all it is. An omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing one, because I know I don't know. That's a great question, a really difficult one. Yes, is it okay right here? Sorry. Please. Oh, I want to make a couple announcements right here. Number one, I know, and Eddie knows, and Nick knows, Andrew knows, Dan Fleischman, that we don't have enough time to answer the questions. They are gracious enough to allow me to stand in the corridor when they're not doing their gig. It'll be probably around 2:30 or so. I will be standing out there. I will stay there and answer questions as much as I can, but I do not want people to miss Eddie and those guys on stage. So I pick a time when you can come and I'll answer these. Then also, if I don't get you there, just reach out to me, david@dmeltzer.com. Email me, follow me, it's my name, David Meltzer, david@dmeltzer.com. And anybody wants my cell phone, you can ask for that too. I'll give that. Go ahead.
Our last question today.
Hi, Mr. Meltzer. Thank you for being here. Question. Throughout your career, what is one thing that you have done to separate or integrate your business work with your personal life?
That's probably the most challenging question for an entrepreneur. I believe in having negotiables and non-negotiables that are relative to man-made constructive time. What does that mean? That I have non-negotiables that I do every day. I believe 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. I don't look ever for balance in my life. Balance is bullshit. I look for harmony in my life. And so I spend a minimum of 7 hours a day on a sleep. I have a sleep coach. That's 7 hours gone for recovery and accessibility of information. Then I have 3.5 hours of other non-negotiables 7 days a week, minimum of an hour on my health, minimum an hour in some with my family, 30 minutes with my wife, 30 minutes minimum with my 14-year-old, 2 minutes with my three daughters, 25, 23, and 20. I asked for 5, they gave me 2. So if you want me to teach you, negotiation, a lot of people pay me for that mentorship. Go to my daughters, obviously they're a lot better than me. I study time for 10 minutes, I study faith for 10 minutes, I study my finance for a minimum of 10 minutes. So if you add up the time, 7 hours for sleep every day, 7 days a week with a mentor, 3.5 hours of non-negotiable behavior every single day, notating that behavior indicates progress. So I know if I'm hitting the exponentiality of a minimum of an hour a day on my health, I'm going to get a lot more than 10 hours on a Saturday running 112 miles or whatever people do. And then for me, understanding that gives me 13 and a half hours to do whatever I want with whoever I want, whenever I want, for as long as I want. So if you don't have enough time, then you don't know how to prioritize what's important to you, and you're not looking for harmony. You're looking for some false facade of balance in your life. And if you don't believe me as I finish right now, think about Spanish. Because here's proof of my methodology besides how I live my life and walk my walk. As an example, an illustration of how this shit works. Because if I can do it, anybody can. One of the biggest blessings I have is I'm just not that good. So people are not intimidated. Like you see Goggins, you're like, yeah, of course he can be that disciplined. Look at that mofo, right? Look at this mofo. If he can do it, you can do it. I'm not running 60 million miles and doing push-ups all the time. But think of Spanish real quick. If you study Spanish 15 minutes a day, you're guaranteed an A. You study it 15 minutes on a Saturday, probably a B or a C. What do you want in your life? You want A with your health, A with your family, A with your finance, A with your faith? And put a bit of a time and make it a non-negotiable just like Spanish, and you'll live your life getting A's, straight A's. That's what I pray for all of you. May God bless all of you. Hopefully I'll see you at 2 o'clock or beyond. Thank you so much.